Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of, amen, Christ. All day long, I say, all day long. We're not, amen, praise God, in this world and exempt from fighting for our lives. If you catch a boxer, he get in the ring, one of the things that he want to do is prepare himself to win. Well, your preparation starts right with the word of God. You must have righteousness in your heart, because God is going to check that heart out. Amen. Praise God. That heart can be desperately wicked, or it can be built up on righteousness. And when you get fully developed in your character, amen, praise God, when you get fully developed in knowing that there is a God and allowing him to train you to be a soldier in his army, amen, praise God, you, amen, praise God, will have completed the things for the next level, amen, in your life. Praise God. We are spiritual beings, amen. And so our warfare is not with the flesh and blood, not with human beings. We don't contend with in their direction, but we contend with the enemy. Amen. And in the Old Testament, you looked, if you refer back to many, amen, praise God, of battles that Israel had, they had God right there inside them. You got to carry God right along with you. You can't fight this battle by yourself. And then he's the one that's literally fighting for you and training you how to fight as well. Because, like I said yesterday, when you on milk, he's 24/7. When you on meat, he's 24/7. But at the same time, amen, he's letting you grow up so that you can fight your battles. Every day, Satan is going to try to do something. I don't know what you think, amen, praise God, as far as there ain't no devil and this is just a part of life. No, it ain't a part of life. Outside of God, there's an enemy, and he comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus let us know that he come that we might have life, that literally much more abundantly. So we're going to have confrontations with the enemy, but it's how you deal with it. You must fight him. You must defeat him. You must not allow him a chance to destroy you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are an on-time God. Amen. Praise God. And that you are an all-knowing, all-seeing God. You see what the enemy is trying to do. So we ask you to come in and bring in deliverance to your people today. I don't care if it's sickness, it's a disease, or whatever the enemy is trying to put on them, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, whatever it is that the enemy is trying to do, we bind you, Satan, and we rebuke you in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, amen, to keep your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I want to speak to you today on spiritual warfare and how the enemy works against you and what he's doing to try to overthrow you. Because he's real, amen, praise God, but amen, praise God, there was nothing in the Bible said we are supposed to allow the enemy to defeat us. Back in the olden days, they fought not only spiritual battles that God had to intervene, amen, in the heavens, but they fought natural battles with swords and spears and all kind of weapons that they could use in order to win those battles. But they also had to carry God. God was with them. Amen. In John 10:10, it says, the thief coming not but for to steal, he's going to steal from you, to kill and destroy. Now he's coming, and he's coming in the spiritual realm, and it's manifested in the natural realm. When the Bible say he comes to steal, he comes to steal. He'll come up there in the spiritual realm, and if you're not cognitive, if you don't know anything about dealing with the spiritual realm and how it functions and how to deal with it, that enemy gonna come up there in disguise and talk you out of your blessing. He's a word manipulator. He like to use words, lies, and deception. He'll come up there and have you to give all of your finances to him, and you don't even know that it's the enemy. And then he come to kill. One of the things that he does with us, he causes us to self-destruct. He can't kill you out naturally on his own will. If so, we would all be dead a long time ago. But he causes you to self-destruct. He'll cause that inner man to kill itself out. And then the natural man, the flesh side, will literally just die out. He'll come in there with all kind of sicknesses and disease and all kind of perversions so that you can die before your time, because after a point of time, you get so miserable, so unhappy until you won't want to live. You don't can't understand what's going on. And then he comes in to destroy everything good of you, everything good of God. He's going to destroy it if you allow him to. So you must learn how to fight this battle, because this battle is going to be until you die. Amen. He's going to come in every day. I don't care what it is. It might be just a little light thing, but he works on you from day to day in order to cause you to believe in him so that he can end up killing you. Praise God, you killing yourself. He'll work on you with little things. Did you put the pencil in the right place? Or he'll try to put stuff before you and make you feel like you are crazy. Or he'll work on you with, did your husband do this, and worry and anxiety and fear and panic and all kind of mistrust and unforgiveness and hatred and all kind of various things, he'll work on you. That's the destroying part. If he can tear you down in that, then that's when the killing come in, and then there you are. You can't no longer function in your life. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus said on in the word, amen, praise God, for those that believe, I am come that they might have life, and that much they may have it more abundantly. Amen, praise God. I wanted to put in much, praise God, and that is a good thing. But it's more abundantly, praise God. And he said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In order for us to have life, Jesus gave his life. Amen. Praise God. He's not the hireling. He's not the one that want to come in and scatter the sheep or to destroy them. So we see that, amen, praise God, even Jesus had to fight for our lives. Now, he gave up his life. Satan didn't kill him. Make it known that Satan cannot kill. Amen. He can make you kill yourself. But Jesus gave up his life so that we might have life, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen, praise God. And remission comes, amen, praise God, in the essence that, you know, our sins are forgiven. And whatever we do, amen, praise God, after the death of Jesus Christ, they gradually, amen, praise God, are taken away. Amen. You might not get your sins taken away immediately. You might have to go through some things and some repentance and get a lot of stuff out of you. And Christians do carry demons. Demons of fear, demons of anxiety, demons of hatred. Those demons have come, they will come into Christians just like everybody else. Amen, praise God. But we literally have to know how to cast them out and fight against them. Amen. They want to destroy you spiritually, so they want to destroy you financially, so and socially, so. Amen, praise God. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, amen, praise God. Let me go to that. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 8, it literally speaks as, amen, for us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary is the devil, is a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. This enemy is constantly going about from day to day as a roaring lion. Amen, praise God. In the Bible, there are two lions, Jesus amen, as the lion, amen, praise God, and then Satan as a lion, praise God, and you got to know which one is which. He mimics Jesus all the way. That's why you really have to be able to discern him. Well, he's going about as a roaring lion, walking about up and down in earth, amen, and in the second heaven, seeking whom he can destroy, who he can destroy, amen, concerning their life, amen, their livelihood, their blessings, and all that pertain to them. But it tells us whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. The same thing Satan is trying to use, I give God the glory, to divide us, to destroy us, to try to cause us to kill ourselves. Amen. Amen, sisters and brothers in the world, or those that are in the world that are not our sisters and brothers, praise God, put it like that, they're going through the same thing. But we, amen, as the body of Christ, have a backup. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, will protect us and back us up at every given situation. So these are just some of the things as to how the enemy works to try to destroy us. Amen. Praise God. Life is a spiritual. We are spiritual beings. Amen. And so everything that we do would have to be in to fight the enemy would have to be spiritually so. Amen. You can't fight him naturally so. You can fight him and kill him, but you're not accomplishing anything because that demon is still out there ready to go and attack you again. Amen. But we are spiritual beings, and we're going to have to fight in the spirit. Everything that is coming against us is Satan and not humans. Ephesians 6, let us see what Ephesians 6 say, and starting at, praise God, give God the glory, verse 12. Amen. It literally tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and their powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And what the word is literally saying, that we don't contend against our enemies, the humans, amen, in the earth realm. But this is a spiritual battle. We are fighting against the principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These principalities and these powers, rulers in darkness, amen, and wickedness in high places are in heavenly places, and some of them are in the earth realm, in the second heaven, and in the earth realm, praise God, where the dark world is in the second heaven, and then up under the earth itself. Amen. Praise God, is what hell is. Amen. Well, these demons are skillful in fighting. They have strategically placed themselves over jobs, businesses, your finances, your marriage, your children, over cities and towns and states and the government itself. And they are there to try to keep us oppressed to the point that we continue to live in a situation that we don't have to live in. If we take up the whole armor and begin to fight against our enemies, one of the greatest warfares, amen, that you can ever accomplish is to take along with you the word, amen, faith, amen, praise God, belief, trust in the Lord, praise God, and understand that he's for your good, amen, praise God, because the enemy is right there to stop you from accomplishing what you need to accomplish as far as your life is concerned. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. All these principalities, they are in the heavens and they are on assignment to cause your neighbor to kill you, to cause your husband to kill you. You can't understand why you're being destroyed, and all of a sudden that is the enemy to set you up with somebody you shouldn't have never married. And there you are facing a gun or facing a knife or facing a beating that you'll never wake up from. And so there are various strategies with the enemy that only the word can give you in order for you to understand what you are fighting and how to deal with it. And he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, amen, that you might be able to withstand the evil days, and having done all to stand. The whole armor of God should be placed on you every day. Blessed all should be placed on you every day. Amen? You need to put the whole armor on because you don't know what's going to happen within a day's time. Demons are set on assignment to go into grocery stores with witchcraft. Put witchcraft on the food, and there you are. You're entrapped. They are assigned to come into churches, and witches and warlocks are in there, and you don't know who you're hugging. That's why I don't play the hugging thing no more. I try to avoid hugging as much as I can. They are there, amen, praise God. Witches are walking down streets and putting witchcraft down for you to walk on the sidewalk and get entrapped. So I go out pleading the blood as I put the whole armor on. I walk out, amen, and I begin to plead the blood where I go, where I sit, where I stand, amen, in the area on my food now, and where I talk to people. I make sure that the blood is covering me. Amen. And it's a having, amen, girded about with truth. You got to tell the truth, saints. That's the biggest, amen, weapon to destroy Satan. If you go to God and tell God the truth about what Satan is doing, God's going to honor it, and he's going to tie his tail up. And having the blessed fruit of righteousness, you got to be right in your heart. Some people call the heart the mind. You got to build up righteousness in your heart. And how you do it? Through obedience and the word. That word will teach you that God is a righteous God and that the enemy is unrighteous. That word would teach you that God's standing is for everything that's of truth. The Bible says word is tried seven times over in a furnace of fire. Amen. Praise God. Making sure, he makes sure that even his words are purified when he speaks a word over us. When he tells you you're going to be a millionaire, I guarantee you he done purified that word to make it come to pass, amen, because there's no blemishes in it from the beginning, but that's just the way God is. He always back himself up so that he would never give anything unrighteous to the body of Christ. That's how much he loves us, amen. So you got to be righteous at all times, amen, praise God. And that's all in the process of building up character, but while you being made, that's when the enemy attack you. He will constantly attack you. Knowing your weaknesses and work on them. If you're a woman that desires a husband and you say, well, I'm saved now and I want God to give me a husband and blah, blah, this, and all of a sudden you start getting all kind of men coming up to you. Don't know Steve from John, amen. And they're presenting themselves to you because that's a stumbling block that Satan has tried to place before you so that you can get hold to the wrong mate, and then all the righteousness is literally you throw it out in the wash, because this man done caused you to go back and drink, done caused you to go back and start using marijuana and all this kind of stuff and having all kind of crazy sex. And so God, amen, praise God, want us to be established in our heart in righteousness, because, amen, praise God, righteousness is there. But the anointing that he placed on us when righteousness, amen, is fully developed in our hearts, amen, that anointing will destroy every yoke. And it's saying your feet showed about with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. Those feet of yours, praise God, have a special assignment. Amen, praise God. And in that, amen, there's a preparation for the gospel of peace. Wherever you go, he told the disciples, Jesus did, he said, speak peace over the place that you're in. And if that peace is not there, then you leave. Because if the peace is not there, you know the enemy is there some kind of way, and you won't have a successful day. Amen. And above all, taking the shield of faith. You got to have faith. I believe God with all of my heart when he tells me that I'm going to receive an abundance of money. Don't you know I don't waver about what people say or what's going on or what's been sent to me to the mail or whatever, but I believe what God say. I just believe it. And I step out and I walk out on my faith. And I don't hear an argument in my heart or in my mind. I begin to say, okay, God, whatever you say is what it's going to be. So we have to have faith. Wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The enemy will throw darts at you all day long, hitting you in the mind, telling you stuff in the mind, and you thinking that, oh, this is the right thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Psalms 119, verse 11 said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." You got to hide that word in your heart, saints. Amen, praise God, so that whenever the enemy come, you can be like Jesus when he was led into temptation, because we're all going to be tempted. Amen, praise God. And you give that devil the word. You can't give him what you think or what you feel. You got to give him the word, because he likes to play mind games. And it said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore unto all perseverance, amen, and supplication for all saints. We got to stand the gap for God's people. We got to be, amen, praise God, ready, praise God, to do what God said do concerning his people. Is to pray all night long, amen, to go in and intercede and fight all night long. We got to be able to do it. Amen. Praise God. God is an awesome God. And he can do everything. Praise God, but fail. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give him glory, all honor and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus.